Be'ez Hashem's book, we begin Perek Shisha, the sixth chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Teshuvah, the laws of repentance, and the Sefer Ma'ariv, the book of knowledge, which we continue the theme of the previous Perek discussing the halachas of reward and punishment, Schar V'Einish, which relates to the concept of free will. And with that, we continue with the sixth Perek, explaining how we understand free will as it's brought up in the Torah. As Rambam gets a halacha regarding the difficulties in the Pesukim. Pesukim har b'yesh b'Torah v'divin neviim, there are many Sukkim in the Torah and the words of the prophets, Shem Nidim Kisaisim Ikazeh. They appear like they contradict this important principle that free will is in the hands of a person, whether for good or bad, to be righteous or wicked. V'nechshol b'hem rev adam, and most people, they stumble on these Sukkim. V'yal al-dayt mehem, and they entertain the idea, Shakadosh Baruch Hu goyz ala adam lasas ra'ay teva, that as if God decreed on the person to do good or bad. V'shein libesh ala adam asalai, that the person's heart, his emotions, his choice, is not given over to him. La toisu l'chal ashirtsa, that he could tilt him whichever way he wants to. V'arei ani mevor ikugodl, says the Rambam, I'm going to explain to you the primary principle. Shememenu teda perush kol esam ha-psukim. That from that you're going to understand the interpretation of all those psukim, which here the Rambam comes to the concept of the punishment of the sinner. Bizman sha'odim echad, at a time when one individual, oy anch medina chaitim, or people of a country, they sin. And the sinner does the sin that he did willingly and he did with his consciousness. Like we explained, it's appropriate to punish him. God knows how to punish. There are sins that judgment dictates that it's going to be collected from him regarding his sin in this world, whether in his body or in his money, or his young children, because a person's young children, das, that they don't have intelligence, and they didn't yet reach the age of mitzvahs, kikinyonehim, they're like his acquisitions. Because it says in the pasuk in the bottom, ish becheta yumasu, every man dies with his own sin, which is as she asa shish, ish, until he becomes a man, bar mitzvah. But before that, he's considered like as a part of his father. So that could also be part of the father's punishment. Now, the yeshchet, but there are certain sins, shadin naisin, that logic would give, that the punishment is going to be only in the world to come. The one who violates this sin doesn't get any harm in this world. The yeshchet, and then there is a sin, that is collecting from him, in this world and in the world to come. Now, halacha beis, when do we say this, that a person is punished for his sins? Is bizman shelo asa tshuva, if the person did not do repentance. Aval im asa tshuva, but if he repented, hatshuva kisrisla for the aparanus, the repentance is like a shield in front of the punishment. Ukashem sha'odim chayitim idaitim b'rtzaynoi, and just like a person when he sins, it's with his own intelligence and his own willingness, kachu asa tshuva midaitim b'rtzaynoi, so too is doing tshuva from his own awareness and intelligence, and therefore that's able to ameliorate that sin. Now, halacha gimel, but there could be a punishment, as we explained, we were saying that a person has free will, but a person could take care of what he did wrong with tshuva. However, what could happen is, a person could have a punishment that he's not able to do tshuva. Now it could happen that a person could do a great sin, or many sins, until justice would be in front of the true judge, in front of Hashem, that the punishment should be from this sinner, for these sins that he did willingly, with his own intelligence, that they hold back from him the repentance, and they don't give him permission to return from his wickedness. Like the Rambam explained before, it's just a shield from the punishment, tshuva. But we could remove the shield, and then you get what you're supposed to get. So it's not really God preventing the person, it's just not giving him that opportunity of tshuva, so that he dies, but he gets lost with the sin that he did himself. This is what Hashem says through Yeshayahu, in Sefer Yeshayahu, that Hashmin leiv amazeh, make the heart of this people fat, v'oznam hachbed, and the ears heavy, v'ein of hasha, and their eyes smudged, ben yidav, maybe they're going to see with their eyes, v'oznam yishma, with their ears they're going to hear, ulvav yavin, with their hearts they're going to understand, v'shav, and they're going to return, v'rafalei, it's going to be healing for them. Hashem says, no, don't let them. And sometimes it's like that. B'chein Noam Sutta says a pasuk in Divrei Hayom and Beis, "Vayu malivim b'malachei elikim," that they were disgraceful to the agents of God. U'boizim d'varav, and they disgraced His words. U'metatim neviyam, and they mocked His prophets. Ad alois chamas Hashem ba'amar, until it came up the fury of Hashem and His people. Ad le'ein marpe, until there's no healing. In other words, chotu b'rtzaynim, they sinned with their will. V'hebul v'shayim, they increased their sins. Ad sh'nischayvu l'mnoi mem ha'tshuva, until it was obligated to hold back from them the repentance. Shehi amarpi, which says the healing, that it says, Adle in marpi. That's why it says in the Torah, and his Rambam comes to explain the Pesukim. It says in Shemais v'chizaktis le'paray, I'm going to strengthen the heart of Paray. Wait a second. I thought a person has free will. No, l'fisha chotem me'atz mitchila, since he himself sinned originally, v'hated l'Yisrael agor ma'atzoy, and he did bad, evil to the Jewish people that dwell in this land. Shanem, like says the Pasuk, come in this chakmalay, let's outsmart him, and they did all terrible things to the Jews. Nosen hadin l'mnoya hadshuv me'menu, justice would say that to hold him back, that he cannot have this gift of repentance. Achenifrimen, until it gets collected from him. L'fika chizik ha'kadosh baruch hu's libo, that's how God strengthened his heart. That was just preventing him from doing true, but he got punished for his own thing, and that's always free will. Now, but the question then is, then why did he send in the hand of Moshe to say, Shalach, send forth my people, but I say tshuva and repent? But Akvaram Lakadosh Baruch Hu, God already told him, that says in Shemais, Eina to Meshaleach, you're not going to be sending them out. Shemaim, like it says in the passing in Shemais, V'ata v'avadecha, now you and your servants, Yedati, I know, Kiterim Tirim Ne'ashem Akim, because you're not going to have fear from Hashem, God. Yeah, but va'ulam, but like it says in the pasuk over there, Baba Zaysa Matticha, this is why I kept you around. Baba Roischa is Koichi, because I want to show you my strength. Ulaman Sapish Mi Bechalot, and I want you to say over my name throughout the land. And that is Kedei Loidil of Ha'olam, it's to let the people who come to the world know. Shabizman, Shemini HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atshuva L'Chaytu, and then God holds back repentance from the sinner. Einu Yachal Lashav, you cannot repent. And that's what he's trying to show. It says, yeah, repent. You can't, because it's all a gift from Hashem. He's going to die in his wickedness that he originally did with his willing, because who would do their suicide by like not letting the Jews go when you see what's happening, that they're being decimated? Yeah, but that's what God wanted to show. Say, repent. And he couldn't. So to Sichain, because of the sins that he had, it was obligated to hold him back from tshuva. Hashem says, "Buzz in the bottom." Because Hashem, your God, hardened his spirit, and he tightened his heart. According to their abominations, Hashem held back from them repentance until they fought a war against the Jewish people. Hashem, like it says in the pasuk in Yeshua, because from Hashem it was lachazik es libam, to strengthen their heart, likras hamolcham es Yisrael, to fight the war with the Jewish people, laman achrimim, to destroy them. So did the Jewish people in the days of Eliyahu Navi. Because they increased their negligence. So it was held back from those who increased their sins from having tshuva, from repenting. That you, Hashem, you turned their hearts backwards. In other words, you held back from them this ability to repent. And say so, it comes out that you say like this, God did not decree on Paro to do bad to the Jewish people. And didn't decree on Sichon to do sins to his land. And not on the Canaanim and Eretz Canaan to do the abominations. And not on the Jewish people to do idolatry. No, they all sin for themselves. And justice would dictate that they can't have that opportunity of repentance, and that's what God did. Halacha Dal continues with that actually, because tshuva actually needs assistance from Hashem, and Hashem doesn't give that assistance to certain types of sinners. Because the Ke'inyan Zeh, it's in this idea that Shoyel Matzadikim Anavim Mitfilasim Es Hashem, that the righteous and the prophets request from Hashem in their prayers, La Ozram Al Derech Emes, to help them on the true path. Guide me, Hashem, in your path. I will go in your truth. In other words, don't let my sins hold me back from the true path. Because it's from there that I know your path and the unification of your name. This that he says in Perek and Tehillim, "V'ruach nediva," and a generous spirit, "Tismecheni," should support me. In other words, what it means to say is, "Taniach ruchi lasus chavetzecha," allow my spirit to do your will. Meaning, "Va'yigmu lichatoi," and don't let it be that my sins will cause for me l'manei mitshuva, to hold me back from repentance. Rather, let it be the permission in my hand. Again, going back to free will. That with the gift of tshuva, acha echzer v'oven, until I return and understand the eidah derechem, and I'll know the true path. But and it's along this path, whatever similar to these types, illustrates this idea. Now, so what is this that David says in the pasuk in Tehillim? Toi b'yosher Hashem. Good and upright is Hashem. Al kein therefore yodich hatom baderech. He directs, he guides the sinners on the path. Yadrich hanovim b'mishpat. He directs the humble in judgment. V'lamed hanovim darak. And he teaches the humble his path. It sounds like as if it's not a person's choice. Rather, it's Hashem doing it. No. Zeh shashoch lehem nevim. This that he sends them prophets. Umidim lehem darach Hashem. And he lets them know the path of Hashem. Umachzirim oisem b'tshuva. And he has them return b'tshuva. But again, the person has his own choice. Void moro b'shonosim hem koyach. It's just that it gives them the strength, the stamina to learn and to understand. Shemidah zu b'chalad. Because actually this attribute is by every single person. As long as he continues in the paths of wisdom and of righteousness, so he desires them and he runs after them. This is what our teachers, may their memory be a blessing. If someone comes to purify, say we assist him. In other words, he's going to find himself helped on this idea. That's what they were davening. But it's not like Hashem is doing. Hashem gives the person assistance to do what he needs to do. Which, relating to the idea of Hashem makes certain gezeiros, but that's in general. But the specific is always a person's free choice. Because the Rambam asked the following question. It says in the Torah in Bereishis, Avraham Avinu was told that his children, his grandchildren are going to be in the slavery of Mitzrayim. They're going to make them work as slaves and they're going to afflict them. So Hashem decreed on the Egyptians that they have to do bad because that's what he told Avraham Avinu that's going to happen. And also says the pasuk in the bottom, Hashem tells to Moshe, when you're going to pass away, these people are going to get up, and they're going to stray after the gods, the foreign gods of the land. So God is already decreeing that the Jews are going to worship idolatry. So why would he punish them? So the answer is, he didn't make a decree on any specific person, that he's going to be the one that's going to stray. Rather, every single one of those who did stray after idolatry, if he didn't want to serve, they wouldn't serve. And the God was only letting him know the normal way of the world, that there are going to be good and bad people. There are going to be those who are righteous and those who are not. What could this be compared to? To someone who says, this people, this is going to be righteous and wicked. Now that's not a reason for the wicked one to say, it was already decreed on me that I'm going to be wicked. No, Hashem told Moshe that it's going to be wicked people among the Jewish people. No, just like it says a pasuk in the bottom, it says will never cease to be destitute people from the land, because that's how the world is. But doesn't mean that every single person has to be a pauper. So to the Egyptians. Every single one of those that hurt and did terrible things to a Jew. If he didn't want to do bad to them, he has an option. Because God did not decree on a specific person. Rather, he let him know, at the end, his descendants are going to be enslaved in a land that's not theirs. I already said, and this Ram is going back to this principle in the previous parak in Halacha Hey, which is the question about Yidi and Bechira, that, well, God knows what's going to happen, but a man has free will. She'ein koich ba'odim leida, that a person does not have the ability to understand. Heich yeida kadosh bochu debon masid liyas. How could God know the things that are going to be, which he's telling Avraham Avinu, and he knows which mitzvim are going to do it. So, he didn't decree on this specific person. So don't blame God for that. You have a choice. But God still knows he's going to do it, and that's the Rambam. We already explained that principle in the previous parak. How is it possible for God to know, even though a person has free will?